This is Alexandra Teague reading Self-Portrait as Curious Lunatic Sketch of a Dancing Girl, which is from my new book of poetry, or what we'll call Desire. This poem was inspired by a line I read in a 1921 issue of the American Weekly. "An odd conception is the extra pair of eyes in the woman's hat." Self-Portrait as Curious Lunatic Sketch of a Dancing Girl. I'll tell it again. After my mother died, I danced on her chairs in mad circles. It was only dancing because there was music in another room. I needed her kitchen to be a carousel, not flour, tablespoons, hands, but bright lacquered stallions and bridles. I was only living because someone was breathing inside my lungs. I needed extra eyes just to see her, her hands as tablespoons of ash. I lacquered myself with bright broken mirrors. I wanted the woman at Civic Center Station to be the tree she said she was. I needed more eyes to look away. When men held her back, she cried, "Don't cut my branches." We needed that train to hit us so we had reason to be broken. It wasn't just my mother. I was always afraid. I gave men the saw and then cried, "Don't cut my branches," cried, "Hold me together," as I made self a collage. I feared both too much and too little. It wasn't just my mother, therapied back into 1962, out of phase with self once too, like a horror movie voice. I was always collaging fear with cheaply built carnivals. I climbed on the stallion, the ostrich, the funhouse mirror, out of phase as the voice in The Exorcist, that corner of mechanical and human. I curled up drunk in a police car between the ostrich feather palm trees of Key West. I climbed in by choice. At the corner of mechanical and human, I kept drunkenly asking the police to call the number of the phone I was carrying. Who was I ever but a girl climbing through the choices of being human? Who was I as I slipped pills inside to slip outside myself to dance? Some nights, I was the right number on redial. When my nephew went mad, I said, "If our mother weren't dead, this would kill her." He swallowed pills to slip outside the self who read Flannery O'Connor aloud in the cemetery to honor her birthday. If she weren't dead, he would have let her pet his pet rabbit. When he went mad, he spoke like a Western movie version of himself, born to gravel and the loud grit of necessity. Anne Carson writes, "This is where the soul is." I was there when we buried him in a Western cemetery. I helped carry his body. It was his 26th birthday. Did he need that gun to explain why he was broken? What do any of us become when we subtract the world or add its necessities to the grit and the lacquer? I will never not carry his body. I will never not dance with these extra eyes in my hat.